Chris Foster. It would still be a record number pre-pandemic, but fewer Americans are on unemployment, including 860,000 new claims last week.
10,000 higher than we were expecting, but down 24,000 from the week before, so that is positive. The continuing claims down 12.6 million here. The expectation was down 13 million, so that's roughly the lowest that we've seen since April, which is a positive sign.
Fox Business Network's Jackie DeAngelis. What was Hurricane Sally has left behind a lot of flooding with more to come, and hundreds of people have been rescued in Florida and Alabama.
At least one person's death in Orange Beach, Alabama, is blamed on Sally. There's also a woman missing. Alabama Power got a lot of the lights back on, but still had 125,000 customers without power. Sally is now a tropical depression and raining down over central Georgia.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Let's see. The last position report at 4 o'clock this morning on the tropical depression named Sally was 50 miles southeast of Montgomery, moving northeast at 12. So if you do the math, that was it's probably past the Georgia line now, just by general math. And moving on eastward, we're on the west side of it, which has had a little bit of light rain and drizzle, so some scattered showers will be around today. But we ended up with 4 to 8 inches of rain around the area, up to a foot down there in the Wiregrass, and up to 3 feet of rain on the coast with Sally, with all the damage that I'm sure you've seen, just stunning amount. We were all shocked to see what Sally did when it blew up late Tuesday night in the overnight hours. Our forecast calling for scattered showers, high temperature up to about 80, a little breezy today. Why are these scattered showers possible tonight and Friday? Upper 60s tonight, low 80s tomorrow, and then nice over the weekend. I mean, highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and mid-70s on Sunday. Small chance of rain Saturday, but I think Sunday's dry. And we're watching something in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico that could become the next tropical cyclone. Where is it headed? We don't know, but probably it's not going to be something that we will have to deal with here locally. Right now, 72 degrees, north-northwest winds at 10 here at 9:03.
Well, I look forward to clear skies or somewhat clear the next few days.
Yeah, especially there'll be a lot of sunshine, I think, by Sunday, yeah, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday's first day of fall.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, this was a shocker to a lot of people on the amount of damage it did.
Yes. My dad, as I've told you, Rich, lives right there in Lillian near Pensacola, right, on the Alabama side. And
Pensacola got slapped.
Yeah, he said he had a lot of pine trees come down. Luckily, it missed the house. Yeah. Hit the fence, hit the privacy fence. They're out of power, and a lot of the gas stations are out because no power.
I was just down there. And the condo that I stayed in, I think the condo's okay, but there's just a lot of debris, and the security fence is down, and the marina next door is gone.
Right.
So it was a shocker, and it happened on the anniversary of Ivan. That is so uncanny.
Nature repeats itself. There's some order to this. Maybe it's planned in a way.
2020 goes on.
I hope we get through hurricane season, not completely beat up. It could have been worse. We could put it that way. Could have been worse.
I have a visitor in my office that I need to go see. I've got something in there I need to grab and go home, but I'm reluctant to go in there with our little visitor down there.
Bring the puppy back.
Eddie?
Yeah. Bring your puppy back, and the puppy will have somebody to play with for a while.
The Mexican street dog will be back tomorrow morning. Yeah. All right, guys.
Got a friend.
Let me tiptoe into my office and see if I can grab my satchel and get out of here.
Well, and if you're not, I'm assuming you're going to go sleep now.
Yeah, I know.
Not right away, no.
Well, you should tune in at 10 a.m. Tommy Tupperville will be on the show.
Tommy's coming. Man. Is he going to be on the phone?
No, he's going to be here.
Right here. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool. I remember one day I was in my office, and Tommy Tupperville comes by.
Yeah.
I say, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll be getting into a lot of issues, the usual political fare, but also it's interesting to see how the media works, and some folks have gotten out ahead of some hit pieces that might be coming his way. So this should be interesting to talk about.
Very interesting commercial from his competitor.
Oh, yeah.
That I just saw this morning. I said, really?
Is Bob Jones?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Bob. Man.
All right. I will be listening. I'll see you guys later. Let me go visit my rat friend.
Okay. And by that, he means his literal rat friend.
Yeah.
News and views from 9 till noon will begin here in mere moments. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We'll be back very quickly.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Impacts from Hurricane Sally are being felt across central and south Alabama. There are 160,000 power outages across the state, according to the latest update from Alabama Power. There are at least 25,000 outages in central Alabama. Several roads are closed because of flooding in the city of Troy. City streets have been closed in Andalusia and Opp, and Crenshaw and Covington County roads have also been shut down. Pike County officials have deemed their roads impassable until they can be inspected. And Denmark's Mountaintop Industries announced they will open a new manufacturing facility in Montgomery. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility will create 90 full-time jobs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 5-3-5-5-0.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I got hairy legs.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My trusty co-host, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Are you feeling better?
I feel great today.
Good.
I got a lot of sleep. It was very good, hard sleep, and my congestion is pretty much gone away.
Very good.
So I'm here for the duration.
Yeah, and as we enter into fall, as Rich just told us, Rich Thomas, the first day of fall is upcoming, and I'd imagine there are going to be a lot of scares when people get normal run-of-the-mill allergies, a regular head cold, a regular coronavirus. There are going to be a lot of people freaking themselves out. And I was calling you. You don't have a fever, right? Okay, you're breathing just fine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it's good. You know, I'm an old bastard, so you do need to check on me from time to time.
Well, I love you, Jack, and as you've reminded me many a time, you're all I got.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Jack. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Fine. How you doing?
All right. Did you make it through the storm? Is that why you slept so well?
Yeah, a lot of people, poor people, didn't. I mean, I've just heard of a lot of coastal calamity. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty rough down there. Pictures are coming in.
I have a cousin who has a house on the Fort Morgan Road, and I haven't talked to her yet, but I'm going to call her at one of the breaks to see, because they got slammed down there.
Yeah,
my dad.
I have a friend that has a house at Ono Island, and she lost a dock, a boat, and her screen porch, and part of her roof.
Yeah, we had a friend lost their condo down in Fort Morgan. So
I was having breakfast this morning with a friend of mine. Y'all may know him, Jess, who works for the lieutenant governor.
Yeah,
his parents live down there, and his dad had to empty his rain gauge three times. They got 22 inches of rain. That's a boatload of rain.
Yeah,
22 inches. My goodness. Yeah, like I was telling the audience with Rich, Jack, my dad lives right there in Lillian, right near Pensacola on the Alabama side.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely out of power. Luckily, some fallen pine trees did not hit the house, but it could have happened very easily. And it is.
I have another friend down there in Lillian, or one of those little towns down there, that lost her dock. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about any other damage.
Well, and I didn't lose power. I don't think you did, Jack, right?
No.
But, Eddie, you lost power.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We lost power most of the day yesterday, and it came back on for about an hour and a half. And we were celebrating, and then it said, it went back out.
So you got to work with a generator this morning?
Yeah, I had to hook my generator
did
up.
Did that leave morning. You time
Well,
to go?
One of the problems with living up there, Eddie, is when that rat isn't running on the wheel,
exactly
y'all don't
right.
get any electricity.
Well, the rat kind of drowned, I think.
What I'm really worried about, though, Jack, Eddie, did you get time to stop and get donuts?
I did not. Mm-hmm. But I did manage to stop and get a piece of
cake.
Banana nut bread, which we'll just call it cake because that's what it
well
is.
Might as well be cake.
Well, they were out of the
ice. I love banana nut bread. Wait, do you come down 111?
No, Eddie? I'm 231 the whole way. I'm on the tightest side of the lake.
Okay.
Very good.
So, gentlemen, number one, quick reminder, Tommy Tuberville coming up. He'll be in studio here at 10 a.m. on News and Views.
That's right.
Looking forward to that conversation.
You know what tomorrow is, Jack?
What's the date tomorrow?
18th of September.
No, you tell me, Eddie.
It's Tommy Tuberville's birthday.
Really?
Yes, it is.
It's Tommy B.
Oh, we'll have to ask him.
Well, as a gentleman, we'll never ask those kind of questions.
We're dudes. We ask that all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, we're dudes. We ask that all the time.
I don't know.
I think he'll be like, he and I are about the same age.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Medicare age.
Yeah. Would yeah Yeah.
Well, 272-9228, good to have you back, Jack. Really good to have you back.
We're going to have Barry Moore on Tuesday. I don't know what time, but he'll good be deal. On.
Very good. Very good. Now, there are many things we could touch on today, but sticking with the Tommy Tuberville theme, it's interesting, and I have to give a hat tip to Yellowhammer here. They anticipated, for instance, Coach Tuberville came out with El Toro Freeman in an ad. Thought it's a very effective ad. It's really, I mean, it's a political ad, so it's political. But the content of the ad is not that political. It's really El Toro talking about the man he knows and how much respect he has for Coach Tuberville, Tommy Tuberville, the man.
Right.
And I read this morning some more background about why the campaign chose to do that, why Freeman himself chose to appear in the ad. It's because there's a particular sports writer out in, you know, the California way that is probably preparing a hit piece against Tuberville. And I'd imagine he's not the only one in the corporate print press that is ready to try to drop October surprises on Coach Tuberville's head, given... was Tuberville run against Bob Jones?
Deuce Jones.
What?
Bob Jones is our current senator?
I don't even know.
Who's the senator right now?
What are you talking about?
Who's the senator right
Doug
now?
Doug Jones.
Oh, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. But
look up his voting record. He voted for impeachment.
Yeah.
And he voted against Kavanaugh. That's all I need to know.
Now, do you think any of this could possibly be effective if they drop bombs on Tuberville's head here right before Election Day?
No, and it's always going to be his word against theirs. You know, he's a football coach with a very good reputation. He beat Alabama 6 times in a row. I don't love him for that, but I don't think anybody can say Tuberville was not a credit to his sports. I think he certainly was.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, there'll be some disgruntled people.
Right.
But look
at all the players that graduated underneath Tuberville. I mean, he was a great coach.
He's got a good record.
Yeah.
Well, apparently reporters were able to interview other former Auburn players who knew Tuberville on background, didn't reveal their names. The only name we know is El Toro Freeman, who's in this ad.
Mm-hmm.
But Freeman had the same experience as these other players. And essentially, this writer was trying to put words in their mouth, leading questions, trying to get any sort of dirt about what it was like working with Coach Tuberville. And I'd imagine, I said this yesterday, Jack, that the usual fare you might hear on sports talk of, oh, the coach did this, the coach did that, I don't think it translates that well into politics. It's like, that's what you would expect a coach to do in many times.
Especially a coach of young men.
We'll see. And on the issues, I think you're absolutely right, Jack. It's the big stuff. What? Impeachment, abortion, Second Amendment, Jones, what's his first name again?
Doug.
Doug. Okay, Mary.
She knew Doug.
He's trying to bring up climate change more and more. They're bringing up...
Oh, and you know, like people in Alabama
give a damn
about climate change.
Right.
So he
right.
can't fire up his base anymore, so what they're going to try to do is just slam Tuberville?
Yeah, and I don't think...
Well, he's going to do those ads. He's going to get California money.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, and who knows? Everything that has come out against Coach Tuberville, I think the Sessions campaign used. And one thing I want to ask Coach Tuberville is, have you really made peace with Jeff Sessions?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'd imagine Yeah.
Yeah, they've talked.
But I would hope...
And I think they're cool with each other.
Well, I've seen the public statements, and Jeff Sessions has been very gracious, but I want to know if there's been any action behind the scenes to make sure things are, in fact, simpatico and that they're on the same page and that there's support rallying the whole Republican Party together, though, really, you got Donald Trump for that. So we'll be talking to Coach Tuberville here at 10 a.m. Again, 272-9228 if you want to call in on the program, get in on the conversation, 272-9228. This hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 55% off here in the month of September for News and Views listeners on videotape transfers to DVD or digital file for your computer, preserving those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-603-6. Let's go to the phones here.
Cooper on line one.
Cooper?
Yep.
Hey, Cooper. Welcome.
Hey, before I forget it, Dan Black did a great job transferring a lot of old tapes I had to DVDs. I just wanted to mention that.
Old home videos, like family stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very good. Happy to hear that.
Stuff that, you know, we hadn't seen in probably 10, 15 years, and didn't know what was on half of it, but they went through it and picked out the good stuff, put it on DVD, and did a great job.
Really does.
Did I leave out the pornographic stuff?
I knew it.
You knew that was coming.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Well, you said he picked out the good stuff. I didn't know if there was bad stuff that needed to be deleted.
Yeah.
Cooper, you don't have to pay attention to him.
There was stuff like the 1994 Sugar Bowl and stuff like that.
Important games.
That we didn't really need.
Okay.
But I'm a little surprised at Jones, the ads that Jones is running, how dirty they are. It kind of tells me he thinks he has a chance.
Well, Cooper, let me tell you something about incumbent politicians. They always think they're in the catbird seat, no matter what. And Doug Jones is struggling, number one, for relevancy, and number two, struggling to win this race, which will never happen. So, but you can't tell an incumbent, politician that that he's not going to win because they'll never believe it.
I don't know. I thought he was a little smarter than that, and I thought, well, maybe he realizes he got in on a fluke and he wants to go out with a little dignity, but apparently not. But my advice to Coach Tuberville and anybody else, like Lindsey Graham, all of them, all you got to do to me is say two things. How did Jones vote on impeachment? And how did he vote on Kavanaugh? Those are all he's going to do is just keep pounding that in, the vote on those two issues, and I think he'll win in a landslide.
I agree.
Good listening to you.
Appreciate it, Cooper.
Thank you, Cooper.
Thank you, Cooper.
272-9228. Let's hit a quick break here. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, the whole gang back together again. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie Bader in the house.
Yo, yo.
Man in the phones. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Again, folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 55% off on all those videotape transfers, old VHS, Betamax, even little camcorder tapes, you can get those transferred over to a DVD or digital file for your computer, like Cooper just told you. It worked out great for him. But also at Dan Black Studios, they can do full video production from the ground up, whether you're looking for a TV commercial, online branding video, presentation maybe to your church, your school, whatever the reason. Maybe you want to make a fun dance video to show that, hey, Eddie, I have better moves than you do.
Prove it.
Or you can edit together stuff. Maybe you have raw video footage as a realtor.
Yeah.
You often take video footage.
Great properties, yeah.
And Dan Black can edit that together for you into a great presentation. They can even transfer old audio tape cassettes to preserve those old albums of yours. So Dan Black Studios, folks, it's a 38-year business. They've developed a well-earned reputation, a professionalism of high-quality service. So check them out today. You can go to danblackstudios.net or give them a call. And be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 55% off on all those videotape transfers. 279-6036, 279-6036. So how you doing, once again?
I'm doing.
Jack,
you doing?
I'm doing great. I was texting people that have beach property, trying to see if they're okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I saw recently, in terms of damaged property, did you see the figures coming in for how much the riot property damage in places like Minneapolis is going to cost?
Yeah.
I believe it's been billed as the most expensive in United States history.
Well, I hope it's not federal money that puts these cities back together.
You know it will be, Jack.
Yeah, here's the headline. George Floyd riots caused record-setting $2 billion in damage. Here's why the true cost is even higher. It's an article I'm looking at the Foundation for Economic Education. And without going into, you know, the warp and woof of this article, I can essentially anticipate what they're going to say is, yeah, the $2 billion number is just insurance claims. Can you imagine the economic impact that's more indirect that you can't quite measure, much like we saw with Detroit after riots there? And it's just a shame. Minneapolis is an incredible city. It's a great place. It's a unique place in our country. And, you know, I can hear all day, every day, you know, riot is the language of the unheard. But it does not justify it. It allows you to understand maybe where people are coming from, but it does not justify it. And it ends up hurting the community at the end of the day. And so, again, in Minneapolis, there are people on the city council up there shocked, I say, that if you try to defund the police, or even if you come up short of completely defunding them and you demonize them to hell en masse, you burn down a precinct, the police don't want to show up for 911 calls.
Shocker.
They're calling in sick. And it's not just the COVID.
Well, and they're also retiring at a record rate.
It's, you know, it's crazy. Now, Montgomery continues to do it right, Jack. Apparently, there was a protest earlier this week, I believe yesterday. This was a while back. Somebody just tagged me in it for now. You know, this is what's a little frustrating about the Book of Faces. People will rehash stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reminded of Montgomery continues to do it the right way. Like, it's not, we're not burning down the city. We're not tearing stuff up. People can go out in front of the Capitol. They can make their voice heard. I'm probably going to disagree most of the time, given the narrative out there, and I'm going to disagree on first principles. But there are some things you can work on when you have a real conversation and it's focused on solutions, not focused on, here's my big theory, and you must accept it. And if you don't accept it, you're a bad person. And that's the game that's going on
right
now.
But now, if you want to ride around and honk your horn in protest of the shutdown, they don't let you do that.
Well, that was just construction that day, Jack.
That's such BS.
Right, I saw the construction.
That's such BS.
Well, but you don't, you know, we're trying to uphold the rule of law here, and you're taking illegal tooting lightly.
Well, it's pretty, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Right. It's just very sad to see what has happened here in the United States. And in fact, I saw footage of, and we've been reporting on this for a few weeks now, the idea, do you know what a color revolution is?
I'm not aware, no.
It's not necessarily something this country's ever experienced, but it's something that has been done throughout Eastern Europe. Think of Ukraine, for instance, and the overthrow of that government and the new government put in there. You essentially have unrest in the streets. You mess with the election process and the balloting process. You have a massive coordinated media campaign. And I think that's what we're seeing here in the ramp up to November. Just think about what the Democrats are saying about President Trump. It's not specific policy. The only thing that's really specific policy is health care. And even that, they can't get their ducks in a row. Is it Medicare for all, Joe, or is it your expanded public option? What really is it that you're trying to accomplish, and where will you go, Joe Biden, if you actually become president? Who will actually be running the show? Because I don't buy you'll actually be running the show. No. But other than health care, there isn't much actual policy. Everything is a grand theory, and again, if you do not accept their big theory, whether it's on systemic racism or climate change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they will demonize you as a bad person or a stupid person or just, you know, no damn good in the first place.
Right.
And this is the mistake Hillary Clinton made back in 2016. It's the deplorable comment, the basket of deplorables. And when you go too far, and I'm saying this knowing plenty of Democrats in my life, plenty of people who are to the left of the Democrats. I like listening and talking to people on the fringes where the ideas happen. But I'm telling you, folks, when the Democratic Party goes this route, it ends up being a referendum on your party and not a referendum on the president you disdain. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing. And when you have big theories that aren't hitched to reality, then you end up looking like a fool. For instance, Gavin Newsom with fires burning, him standing in a burned down forested area going, climate change is real, climate change is real. It's like, yeah, maybe, Governor Newsom.
How about somebody had a gender reveal party and set the woods on fire?
Right.
Or isn't that how one of them started?
Oh, yep. Yeah, and they've arrested four if not more, arsonists all around the West there, the Pacific West.
Those people need to get the death penalty.
Yeah.
If there was casualty involved in an arson fire, the persons responsible should get put to death.
Well, and here's what's so absurd. If Donald Trump, all of a sudden, like Paul on the road to Damascus, Saul, just is struck down and he's seen the light, and Donald Trump now has decided climate change is so real, it's not just a Chinese hoax. And he implements all the climate change stuff through emergency powers, just like the left wing wants, just like Governor Newsom wants. Would that have stopped the wildfires this year? No, not at all. In fact, what would stop it is good forest management and, making sure there are robust penalties as deterrent for anybody that would go and set fires purposely. You know, we can't control lightning falling from the sky, but we can control, you setting your
multi-cocktails. It's insane. One of the guys, or when Trump went to California and they actually met with Newsom about the fires, They both did agree, and Newsom didn't want to say it, but one of his reps said, hey, you know, we could have managed things a little better.
Right, and that's why that's how they end up looking foolish.
Right.
Instead of actually trying to solve problems that are actually solvable in the here and now, they find refuge in some theory that's more about shaming people than it is about actually solving real problems for real people. It's just very frustrating to have to deal with that constantly. But the good news, like I keep pointing out, is they look more and more foolish, like reporters standing in downtown Minneapolis. Well, it's mostly peaceful. Ignore the fires. 272-9228. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. We got
good to see your smiling face.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, isn't that a James Taylor song?
Yes, it is. Whenever I see your smiling face.
We got to get this buzz fixed, by the way. I can manage it on this end, but and I know you can't hear it, but I can. The audience can. We got to get that managed here, but we will fix it.
Enjoying a different kind of buzz, huh?
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't. Not this early.
I love a good buzz.
Not this early. Here, let's hit another break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire, suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68 up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We got Eddie Bader in the house here, man in the phones. So, Jack, were you able to get any scuttlebutt on what's going around these parts while you were a little under the weather? Anybody blowing up your phone, giving you inside info?
No, I didn't get a lot of scoop. I just didn't.
Now we
are, you know, nobody.
Go ahead.
Nobody's reported that KIV had a spill at the mansion.
Nope.
Oh. I haven't been able to get that confirmed, but I heard at the end of last week. But she's made a couple of statements since then, so I assume everything's okay.
Yeah, she's got a at 10 o'clock. She's doing a. Hurricane meeting,
and apparently she's also going to be on Fox at approximately 11:30 this morning too.
Really?
Yeah. So she's making the rounds.
We should cover that live if we can.
Oh, sure, sugar,
sugar.
Yeah, we love, you know, messing with the governor, but I hope she's okay. If that's true,
she's everybody's grandma.
That's the rule with any, you know, slip and fall, any prep fall. If it's funny, if you're okay,
right.
If you're not okay, okay, I'm not going to laugh.
She's everybody's meemaw. That's how we are in Alabama.
Right, right. And, you know, it's really a shame that what looked like, you know, we disagreed on multiple fronts with KIV on, did you support the gas tax, Jack? I'm trying to remember.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Amen. I'm right there with you. We didn't like the taking away the vote when it came to the state school board. There are a lot of things we disagree with her on, but I did hope that KIV as governor would usher in an era where we would actually get some things done with a little bit of organization as opposed to Governor Bentley. And what has happened is the pandemic. And the pandemic really slowed down a lot of the plans. Now, one of the big things they're now talking about is this new prison proposal.
Yeah.
And again, that I think is a heavy lift. Anytime you start seeing numbers that big, and I know the feds are breathing down Alabama's neck, anytime there's that big of a number being proposed by the legislature, I start to get suspicious as hell.
Really?
Start checking, is my wallet?
Exactly.
Where is it?
Well, you start.
Well, you always look at who's going to benefit most from the construction of new state facilities.
Right.
That's what you have to look at.
272-9228. We got a call here from Ken B. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing? How are you?
Hey, I just got a question, kind of breaking with what y'all are talking about. Sure. But I went last night. I carried a my son lives in Mobile, so I carried a generator down to him last night. And while we were headed south on 65, we were passed by 13, we counted them, 13 state trooper vehicles with lights flashing, and I would just wonder, do you guys know what was going on or what their purpose was for that?
I would imagine that they were probably going to go down there and try to prevent looting if there was a flood or wind damage. I mean, that's just my guess.
Okay, because this was during, you know, the storm was still, you know, active. It was, I think it was probably around, centered around probably Greenville. And you know, everybody was pulling over, and I mean, 13 state trooper cars with their blue lights going. I would just thought maybe you guys might have known what was going on. So
maybe they were there to keep exits and entrances closed to the interstate.
Definitely had to do with.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't heard that there was an event that would have drawn that many people, that many law enforcement people.
Well, at first I thought possibly, because the very first car was an unmarked state car. And I thought, well, maybe Kay Ivey was making a personal trip down while the storm was going on or something. But
no, I don't think so.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. The city also passed a budget.
Really?
So, I mean, and this is without raising new revenue. I think they did all right. Given the pandemic, they did all right. Now, a lot of federal money's coming in, so that's supplementing things. And I believe the mayor is hailing the fact that he got emergency pay for a lot of city workers, which, okay, you know, I tip my hat. It's not, you know, giving me a thrill up my leg, but most likely deserved, given, you know, when I, here's what I mean. I think about, like, the garbage truck coming by in the middle of all this stuff going on with COVID. When I'm off of work, I get to go home and curl up in the fetal position. Hope I don't have the vid. Whereas, you know, you're literally dealing with other people's refuse and trash all day. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't have a problem. City workers, especially when you think of garbage truck workers, you know, we see those guys. They work hard.
Yes, they do.
Winter, spring, summer, fall, and here in Alabama, it's not all that pleasant.
As well as a limited now police force, yeah. And I mean by force limits, like there's just not as many officers,
right.
And I can't imagine. You know, again, we're removed from the public, physically speaking, up here in our work, when you actually have to go and apprehend somebody who's in a rude mood or behaving badly, and it's, again, the middle of a pandemic, I understand emergency pay. And if that's being supplemented by the feds for the time being, like I said, with the governor, with the mayor, all sorts of best-laid plans were a bit upended this year. And now we're seeing some folks saying, oh, it won't be back to normal, even with a vaccine. Hell no! I'm tired of this crap. Even with the vaccine, it won't be back to normal till 2023. I'm tired of these bureaucrats.
What happened in 2023?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, and speaking of, I haven't been able to find the actual video.
Yeah.
But CBS and others reported on Attorney General Barr at Hillsdale College last night, talking with their president, Larry Arnn. And they had little snippets in their reports. But Barr said that pandemic response should be made by the representatives of the people, not so-called scientists. Hear, hear. That's well, how a constitutional republic works.
Wow.
Not just a regime of experts, a clergy of scientists, so to speak. And I appreciate that. Now, I would hope our public officials are informed by the best available science, but let's also understand that science isn't foolproof. In fact, the best of science takes a while in order to show its efficacy and how true it is. So I love the Attorney General saying that. And he also called a lot of this lockdown regime one of the most massive violations of our rights ever in American history, with the exception of slavery, which was a whole other thing. And so, of course, the news is taking that clip and running with it. How dare he even mention the same those two things in the same breath? Well, it has been a massive violation of rights. So I'm going to look for that full Hillsdale sit-down and chat with Attorney General Barr, because if the press is upset about it and they're only showing 20, 30-second clips, I want to see the whole hour-something conversation. It means it's probably quite good. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Well, he's looking to buy antique jewelry from you. Yes, you. So if you have old jewelry laying around the house, especially finished pieces with gold and diamonds, you can get top dollar. But even so-called junk, scrap pieces of jewelry, you can get a pretty penny because metal prices are up in the market these days. To sell your jewelry to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, it's as simple as a phone call setting up an appointment. 260-0066. That's the number you need to dial. 260-0066. You set up that appointment. You go on in, bring in your jewelry. Troop will give you an appraisal. And if you agree to that value then and there, you get paid right then and there. You can also call 260-0066, set up an appointment to buy from Troop Booth, or go to heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock. Troop Booth, a great guy carrying on a 40-year family business. He's got the expertise to get you paid top dollar and to save you money when you buy antique jewelry pieces, one-of-a-kind pieces. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Tommy Tuberville coming up at 10 a.m.
Another mile. to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all need to call Dan Black Studios today and ask them about 55% off. That's right, 55% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. You just need to give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor again of this, the first hour of News and Views from 9 till noon.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yeah, great news. The Big Ten is actually deciding to play fall sports. They have gone back on the decision to be shut down, which is great news. That's another thing I want to bring up with Coach Tuberville. You know, how would you play football here? There, he's coming up after the top of the hour break. Let's go to the phones and talk to our great sponsor, Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I have one question. Will you please ask him if he'll introduce me to President Trump?
We can, Ray, but we have precious Okay, just for you.
Just for me.
I'll ask off
there. I have one sponsor, Ray Bowles. He knows who I am. All I want to do is go up there when he gets in his Senate seat, eat lunch, and then go meet the president. I'm not asking for a lot.
I think you're fine. Yeah, I'll ask. I know it's not a lot. Just lunch with the president.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you can pull it off, I'll take you with me.
Okay.
We'll go up there together.
Okay. Yeah. What's in it for me? I see what you did there. Good businessman that you are. How's it going today at Prattville Carpet?
It's going great. We are busy as bees. After that busy day yesterday and the rain, we're trying to get all these floors in today. I'm back. Fixed walking to Marshall Lumber to pick up some special quarter round because we were at a house and I didn't catch it when I was in there, but the quarter round wasn't normal. So I'm running over here to grab the right quarter round to match.
Okay.
And get that job complete. But yeah, if y'all need a floor, there's so much more than just a floor. Like I say, with this quarter round, it has to match up to the old quarter round. There's so many little pieces of the puzzle that you would never think about until you get into the middle of the job. And that's what we really specialize in, making sure that we put the house back like we found it.
Very good. Very good. And that's the type of service y'all want. And you have a great selection, too. Multiple types of flooring, even ceramic tile for the backsplash in the kitchen or bathroom at different price points to fit y'all's budget. And, again, that great service. And this is a great theme of the show here, Ray. Locally owned. Local business is our mother's milk here on News Talk. I mean, your local business is what makes the community go around. It's what makes the station run. And, well, thank you is what I'm saying. Thank you.
Well, I do appreciate it. And I did have one more thought that just popped in my head, and I'll let you go. I had one of my local guys that does water restraint. You know, they pull out water when it's some flood. We did a church 2 months ago. He called me up and said, "Well, please tell me that was the glue down vinyl plank we put in there." I said, "It is." He said, "Well, they flooded yesterday." Ooh. During the storm. I said, "Well, pull the water out, throw some fans on it. The floor will be fine." And so, yeah, they dodged a big bullet because they went with the waterproof flooring.
There you go.
And it'll save the church a ton of money because insurance won't cover flood.
Right.
And all they got to do is suck the water out, put a couple fans on it, dry it out, and they're good to go.
That's great stuff.
There you go. This is why you need to prepare, get the right product and your flooring. This It'll save you a lot of money when the worst comes. That phone number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell the folks at Prattville Carpet that you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray.
You too, Ray. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
More News and Views coming up. Jack, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm wondering, Jack, do you think it's allowed if we hit a break early so we can get to Coach Tupperville as soon as possible here?
Is he sitting in studio?
No, he popped his head in for a second, and we'll get him situated.
Sure. Let's take a break now.
Yes, let's hit this break early, and we'll be back, folks, with Coach Tommy Tupperville, candidate for United States Senate.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says the head of the Centers for Disease Control is mistaken in saying it'll take 6 to 9 more months to get Americans vaccinated for coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox,
I think that we'll at least have some results in October. And as we start to look at those results, I can tell you the president is pushing very hard to make sure that we're delivering a vaccine before the end of the year.
President Trump campaigns in Wisconsin this evening. Joe Biden has a televised town hall. Fewer Americans are on unemployment.
There were 860,000 new claims filed for unemployment benefits last week, a slight decline from the week before. The number of continuing claims declined to 12.6 million because of people being recalled or finding new jobs, but also because other people's benefits expired.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the effects of Sally are going to slowly start to fade out. There'll still be a few lingering showers around scattered across the area today. Cloudy with a high temperature up to about 80. Slight chance of showers tonight and Friday. They'll be widely scattered. Overnight low 68. Up to about 81 tomorrow. Our weekend temperatures are very comfortable. High in the upper 70s Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll leave in a small chance, just a tiny chance both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 in an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Wow, it is hot.
Yep.
Our poor neighbors have been without power for 4 days, but our new generator has kept the AC going.
Yep, and I installed it myself.
You're a genius, Dave.